Welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen, and today's topic is quantity time versus quality time. Or maybe it's quantity time versus quality time, or quality time versus quantity time. Depending on your point of view from this A Dad's Point of View column that is called No Virginia, There's No Such Thing as Quality Time. Well, I guess you know where I stand on it. My columns can be found in over 100 newspapers and websites worldwide, or just go to brucesalen.com. Today, we have Wayne Levine as our guest for the Men's Room, Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Wrap, and special guest Rick Calvert talking about blogging, and specifically the amazing Blog World Conference, which takes place next month in Los Angeles. We'll hear all about it. You can email me questions at bruce@brucesalen.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen. And please like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page, where we have over 4,000 dads and moms from around the world. Finally, I want to remind you that we have the new A Dad's Point of View comic strip out. And the latest one, which is the fourth of the new incarnation for Because I Said So, is The Return of Disco Dad. And it is in honor of my son's appearance at the Whiskey A Go-Go, the famous Whiskey A Go-Go nightclub on Sunset Boulevard, where I believe The Doors originally played, along with other seminal bands from the 60s, 70s, and beyond. My son is playing there Friday night, October 14th at 7:30 p.m. I will be the dad, which with the plaid shirt, striped shorts, and fedora, not to mention my socks and sandals. I will also be the one with three cameras in one hand and the video camera in the other hand. But you won't be able to talk to me because my son's music is loud, very, very loud. Speaking of music, you will hear excerpts from Hank Williams Jr.'s new song called, gosh, what is it called? Nothing is Change, or Change is Nothing. It is his song, Keep the Change is what it's called. It is the song he wrote in response to the controversy that he, generated or was misquoted or was taken out of context. Well, you be the judge. But the song, in any way of looking at it, is really terrific. It is about values. It is about freedom. It is about what I thought America was all about. We will be playing several excerpts from that song as our show bumpers as the show proceeds. I don't like to talk politics, but you can drive whatever conclusion you want to from the song. And I'm certainly happy to talk to you about any of this on Twitter or email if you have any thoughts on it. But I like to stay with parenting issues for the most part because I get in a little bit less trouble, even though occasionally I will not be politically correct, which clearly Hank Williams Jr. was, no matter how you interpret it. But I'm not sure he deserved quite the crucifixion that he suffered. But that is, again, politics, and I don't do politics. You know, speaking of something controversial, my son has an interesting dilemma. I have two teen sons. I won't say which one. But given that they're 15 and 18, they have plenty of friends that are getting in trouble, maybe experimenting a little too much with drugs. And one of my sons brought home a very interesting dilemma, and I wasn't quite sure what the proper advice was. He has a good, very close friend who has been dabbling a little too excessively, from my son's point of view, into drugs. And so he doesn't know exactly how and what he can do. It is, of course, the teenage code that you cannot tell someone else's mom or dad something. Yet, on the other hand, what do you do when you're really scared and worried about a friend? And it's not a simple issue. I am going to find out what AA recommends, because I know they have, in many ways, the experience and wisdom of decades of dealing with addiction to know when you can and can't do something and when you should or shouldn't intervene. So it is something I'm struggling with. I do not have a clear answer, and I know that my son cares, and I care for this friend who I see at our house occasionally. He's never exhibited anything remotely like bizarre behavior, but my son has apparently seen him when he has. And everybody worries about kids and drugs. And what is our responsibility? If we know of a friend's kid or a friend of our kid is doing drugs, what is our job as a parent? Do we call the other parents? I know many parents are just in complete denial. So you call them and they're just going to tell you to mind your own business, possibly. Well, so what if they do? Maybe at least you've planted a seed. I'm not sure. This is not a black and white issue. But speaking of issues, let's talk about quantity time and quality time. I believe there is no such thing as quality time. I believe quality time is a byproduct of the many wonderful nonsense things that came from the boomer generation, my generation. And it's a result of many families either having to or choosing to have dual working parents. So the whole notion of scheduling quality time with kids has evolved in the last, 30 years or so when that term was first coined. But the interesting thing is kids haven't changed. Kids need for quantity time with mom and dad has nothing to do with mom and dad's desire to have a new BMW every few years, which is why some families have dual working households. Now, obviously, so don't call me and don't write me and tell me how, insensitive I am. Obviously, many families need the income of two. And many families are single parent households, of course. And I know the struggles for single parent homes financially and otherwise are extreme. I was one for 5 years with no other help or parent in sight. So I understand. But more often than not, we talk about on this show and I write about our ideal. And our ideal, if we had it and we were honest with one another, our ideal would be to have a mom and dad or two parents in some cases, if you want to be politically correct, raising kids rather than one. You want the different views that two parents might bring. In my case, I believe strongly that a man and a woman, a dad and a mom, bring significantly different and valuable things to boys and girls. But I don't care whether you're one, two, or any configuration. Kids ultimately need as much time as you can give them. And that is the point of my column, and it is the point of what we'll be talking about today. I've learned over time that my kids never open up on my schedule. They open up on their schedule, and you can't schedule their schedule. So you can't make an appointment with your kids to tell you what's really bothering them like you make a business appointment or a lunch date with a friend. It doesn't work that way. You will get those revelations when you least expect it, when you're playing a game, when you're watching a television show, when you go get an ice cream after a movie. It will never be on your schedule. And even more so, anybody that has teens knows all too well that teens, number one, don't usually want to talk to you. Number two, don't think you know anything. And so on those rare occasions where they may want to, it's not going to be on your schedule. It's going to be when they have a need, when they have a strong feeling. Just like one of my sons came to me the other day with this problem about a friend. What do I do, Dad? And we talked about it. I didn't give him strong advice. I didn't immediately react in a negative way. That would have scared him away. And as a result, he talked about it then. He even brought it to the dinner table. So it was an ongoing thing. I didn't make judgments. I didn't jump on him. It's complicated. Raising kids is complicated. I believe it's more complicated and more of a challenge today than it's ever been. But ultimately, I believe, and we'll ask Wayne in the men's room and Pastor Drew for Teen Rap, we'll ask them, but I believe the only thing that works with kids is quantity time. Obviously, if you don't have that time, you need to make the best quality time you can. And I am not going to make a negative judgment about anybody that has limited time because of economic issues. It is not an easy time in our country, and it is not an easy time for a lot of families, obviously. Again, I'm just talking about an ideal, what we would like if the world could be perfect. So we are out of time for this first segment. Do keep a listen to for the lyrics and the music from Hank Williams Jr. in forthcoming music cues to our show. We will be back with Wayne Levine for the Men's Room after these very few short messages. Salad, you know the-